Message number 220. Never defend me as it is unnecessary. Thursday, October 13, 2011 at 0010. My dearly beloved daughter, I must inform you of the need to refrain from defending my most holy word. Those who question my word must pray to me for guidance. I am instructing you now to never attempt to interpret the messages from my divine lips. I have told you this many times and you have not been given the authority to do so. Instead, accept my messages as they are. Do not doubt them. Do not try to analyze them, for man knows very little about divine plans or timing. Nor does man know anything about the Antichrist, although he thinks he does. Only these matters of such importance remain known to my beloved Father. I ask that you never defend me as it is unnecessary. The will of my Father to communicate to mankind through you and other prophets is all that should matter. As I have said before, you are the writer. I am the author. You are the instrument. I am the master. Obedience to me at all times is expected of you. Doing as I say is simple. Your work will be easier if you refrain from engaging in an intellectual religious debate regarding scriptural matters about which you know nothing. Remember the importance of humility, my daughter. Remain as a child little at all times in my eyes and you will find peace. Trials will be sent to you during this work. Expect them. Don't reject them. Your gift to me of your free will is accepted, but you must learn the importance of not trying to reject suffering, because this is important for the salvation of souls. I love you, my daughter, but feel the need to remind you of my clear instructions. I do not need to be defended. The words given to you are uncontaminated and do not contradict the truth as provided to mankind since time began. Many versions of the truth contained in the Bible have been twisted to suit man's own agenda. I am the truth. I am the bread of life. Without me there is no life. Move forward with a clearer insight as to what is expected of you. You are protected at all times. Thank you, my daughter, for the strength you are now showing, but always allow me to guide you at all times. That way this journey will be easier. Your beloved Jesus.